Welcome to the fourth of our conversations with women involved in making books about architecture. I'm Helen Thomas of Women Writing Architecture. Today I'm talking with Amelia Taragni as well as asking her some questions on behalf of my fellow editor, Rebecca Billy. Amelia is associate publisher of the architecture, design and food titles at Fight and Press. Growing up in Como, Amelia trained as an art historian at the Ca' Foscari University in Veles before entering into the world of architecture at the Barragan Foundation, which is held at the Vitra campus in Basel. In September 2001, Amelia moved to Fyden Press in London to work as a project editor on Spoon, which showed work by 100 product designers around the world. Not long after, Amelia initiated Fyden's food list through her discovery of the silver spoon, published in Italy since 1950 by Domus magazine. This went on to become the successful Silver Spoon cookbook. These instincts soon led her to becoming the heart of Fyden's design and food list as editorial director and then publisher. One of her duties was to commission Fyden's architecture list, which adds up to hundreds of books over the years. In 2012, Fyden's headquarters moved to New York. As publisher, Amelia spent several years there before returning to her adopted home city, London, where we are meeting her today. Amelia, may I ask you, why make books?
Books for me are the best way to deliver content, and they are the oldest way, and they're still incredibly relevant, even if we are now living in this digital world. And I think they are even more relevant because they last, but especially because in the way you put together the content, you are pushed to a much deeper understanding of the subject that really make you think and make you edit and make you choose over a certain amount of time. So there is a certain slowness in making a book that actually is what makes them so rich.
The issue of time is really interesting because it's the way that the idea that you start off with presumably changes over that time. And I'm just thinking about comparing that to writing in a digital format to do with completion. I think a book is always complete when it is printed. It's finished, whereas something that's digital is never finished, whereas a book has to have that authority of being right, and that takes, I guess, some time to do. But I'm going to turn to some questions that Rebecca put together to ask you, and she's very intrigued by the way that your work crosses over architecture, food and design. I think it's quite interesting what you just said about time, and I guess that allows for influence from other ideas, other fields to come into the book that you're working on.
Yes, definitely. I think that the three disciplines that I work in, that's design, architecture and food, with some excursions into fashion and art, really shows that what we are interested in are people. So people are really the subject of our work, and the way in which they approach their work is what we are very interested in. Especially now, some years, when I started, it was slightly different, because when I started, I remember we were doing the book on Renzo Piano, and we will publish his project, and we did like 5 volumes. So every 2 or 3 years, we will put out the book with all his projects in chronological order. And it was really a way of showcasing his work. And this is something that now is done much better on a website, where you can update constantly. You can put there is no restriction in the number of images or in the text. You can continuously editing and so on. The book, first of all, is forever, and again, the question of time come back. And it is forever, so you have to think about, will this book be still relevant in 5 years, in 10 years? Because the efforts that you put in doing a book, you don't want this just for a season or just for a year. So you really want something that you will keep on coming back, that you still learn after many years. So both from the content and the design point of view, the books needs to be relevant forever. Maybe it will be like a snapshot of a certain era, but still relevant. And then it's also a question of once the ink is on the page, it will be forever. So this is something that will really push you to fact check, to make sure that everything is correct. This is like a discipline, or is in the editing. You want to use the best images, or you want to tell a story through the images. And this goes through the discipline, so it's not all about architectural design, but it's really the creative word, so it's really delivering the work of creative people wherever they operate. And for me, especially when we do monographs, I always says that it's both for designer or for chefs. So maybe you have an amazing meal, maybe you buy a sofa that is designed by a designer, but that doesn't need a book. So a book goes well beyond taste, achievement. It's really the narrative, it's really telling a story that somehow give something to the discipline and to the reader.
Well, Rebecca had a question about the size of Phaidon, and maybe you can speak to that, but maybe the size of Phaidon is something conceptual, because Phaidon is a very global publisher. You not only work with authors and subjects from across the globe, but also you sell books across the globe. You talk about time and passing time, which has or immutability about it, but what about the meaning of books in different places? How does that affect your thinking about them?
Well, I think that we are not as big as people think we are, but what I found is interesting is that we are big enough to be global, and that means also from a subject point of view. So we really tackle subject from all over the world, but also that has an appeal for a wider audience. But also we are small enough that we can still craft each book in a way that we can deliver the true vision that we have. So there are no formulas, there are no strict rules. So we can always adapt the book to the content instead of doing the other way around. So, and this goes also for the design of the book. That is one of the most important part, because you actually deliver the content through the design, and the design is the combination of format, paper, typography, size of images, and all of that. So we don't have in-house designers. We have an art director, we have a couple of people that works on the books, but we really try every time to find the best designer, who could be any place in the world, that in our opinion could really deliver the vision of the book that we have in mind. And again, this is also thanks to the digital world, it doesn't really matter where the designer is, because we can communicate in a digital way, but we can really make sure that this person is good for the book, but really understand the book. That for me, it's always when I receive a concept that goes beyond what I thought it would be, that really makes my day.
That brings me to another question that Rebecca has, which is about your favourite moment in the process of making a book. Is that a question that you feel you have an answer to?
Oh yeah, absolutely. For me, the best moment is when you have an idea, and this is very much a teamwork. So you have an idea that most of the time are quite foggy. In the moment the idea becomes a book concept, this is kind of a magical moment, because you started to bring all the pieces together and to plan the development of the book in a way that an idea become all of a sudden something physical, even if it's not physical yet. So it becomes physical in your mind and you see it somehow, but it's still an idea. It's really giving shape to an idea and stick to it, or sometimes make a turn, coming back. So it's really the process between the first idea that you have about the book and the delivery of the final layout.
I really like that, and that it's about the imaginative potential of the idea. Yeah, the moment before everything begins, the moment of potential. So I'm going to finish now with our last question, which is, what advice would you give to somebody who wants to make a book?
Well, the first advice would be, is it worth doing a book? Because we are now in a time in which we need to constrain and restrain ourselves and trying to publish only things that are relevant. And that could be relevant to one person or to a million of people. That doesn't really matter. But you really need to think, is this really my passion? Is this something that I want to see published? Because, and it could be a lot of reason, but there should really be a reason. And then it's also doing a book, you always have to think about doing something new or interesting or relevant or exciting. I've been working with Nike for a while, and my visit to the campus really taught me something about the athlete's approach, in which you don't have to break the world record every time, but if you are a runner or if you are a sportsman or a sportswoman, you really want to be a little bit better every time, minuscule better. And this is, you always have to do something that brings something better to the world.